I am a stay-at-home dad.
So what does that involve?
It involves taking care of a 3-year-old, and that's a full-time job all by itself. Largely just sort of get up in the morning and figure out what chores need to be done, and then spend the rest of the time trying to entertain, teach, or play with Amelia. It's, yeah, that simple, or that complicated, depending on how you look at it. Sometimes it's really easy to fill up all the hours in the day, and sometimes it's really, really stretching it to fill up a few hours in the day. And it varies from day to day, week to week.
Have you gained an appreciation for single parents?
I can't imagine single parenting. I just, you know, I do all this and think, okay, yeah, but I'm not making any money. I don't make the money that I go and spend on groceries. If I had to do all of this stuff in my spare time and work a 9-to-5, I can't even imagine. It's mind-boggling how much work that would be. And we've been really lucky because we've made the choice that I can stay at home and not work and just take care of Amelia, which is probably a really good thing for her. We'll see when she's well-adjusted 30-year-old. If she's a well-adjusted 30-year-old, well, there's time for that. But until that point, yeah, this is seeming like it's a really good thing for her, and it's definitely been a really good thing for me. Yeah, I've really appreciated watching Amelia go through all the different sort of stages and phases and seeing the changes on a really, really gradual basis. And even at that, I still get shocked at sometimes I'll turn around and go, ooh, she's bigger than she used to be, or she's talking more than she used to be, or she's, it's, you know, those sudden leaps just come in, foof. I've also, the other thing I've grown to notice is I'm oblivious a lot of the time. Because, you know, you'll go through things and you'll pick up on all the signals and say, okay, well, she's hungry or she needs to go to the bathroom. And then some days you just don't notice any of it and things explode on you, whether it's food or otherwise. It's been very interesting seeing that even when you know all the signals on, it just, boom. Sometimes you just don't catch it. On a more personal basis, I keep myself centered by, I think, making sure that I get enough social time with adults, or attempting to get enough social time with adults. That's not necessarily administrative or church-related or dealing with other people's problems, but it's just fun. And during the summer, I golf. It's amazing how many problems go away when you go out and spend five hours on a golf course, mm-hmm. and just, you know, you're off. I won't answer the phone. You don't answer anything else. You just go off and be by yourself and walk around the golf course and talk to whoever you're talking to and think and just sort of be quiet. It's a very soothing sort of thing when you're not shanking the ball into the bushes and frustrating the hell out of yourself. It comes in balance, but, you know. But that's one of the things that I've done that I use as a centering point. Which is interesting because I'm not an athletic person and sports aren't really my big thing, but I certainly have used that as a tool.